where Mr. Buddy Huggins supports up with Extreme Mid-South Wrestling with his special guest this afternoon. Welcome to the show, Mr. Huggins. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Al. I'm glad to be here today and talking to the listening audience. I do have a very special guest. A lot of the people in the Delta are going to remember this man, remember his voice, and remember what he meant for this area when he was here with wrestling. And he and I have got a real good friend that we both have something in common right there, and that's the Junkyard Dog I'm talking about. Bill Watts. You knew the Junkyard Dog. You was the one that brought him into the business. Is that correct?
Sure is, and he was a special kid. He was just a phenomenal guy. JYD, matter of fact, I named him. His real name, you know, as a lot of people know, Sylvester Ritter. And we saw this kid with all this talent, so raw and so green, but he just had that spirit inside him, and we brought him down here and put him in the Mid-South Sports, and I think it was the best and finest wrestling promotion in the world. And he became our top box office attraction. He became a personal friend. He surpassed so many things. It was truly, truly a megastar. It was just a joy to be with and to see him grow and see him develop.
Well, he's touched part of my life on what I'm doing, and I got to say I was there at the beginning with him as a fan. I knew him when he was Sylvester Ritter. I remember when you gave him the name Junkyard Dog, and I seen him go all the way to, you know, riches and fame, and then tragically he came back to the Delta, lived in Yazoo City the last 4 years of his life, but he was still reaching out to children and trying to help people. And I tell you, he was a most positive role model for these people around here. And I'm proud to have association with you, Mr. Watts. And you can elaborate on what you're doing now and how that may tie into what I'm going to be doing.
Well, first of all, let's go back to JYD, because he was special, and wrestling was special in my life. And Ernie Ladd and some of the big stars, and what Mid-South stood for. Mid-South did something that no other wrestling promotion has ever done. If an athlete was a quality athlete and had integrity and had heart and had guts, he got the shot in Mid-South. We didn't believe in keeping it where there was a color line or a social line or anything else. I wanted the tough athletes. And Junkyard Dog and Ernie Ladd and people like that, Bad Leroy Brown, and Dickie Murdoch, Killer Carl Cox, we had quite a mix of people. We had diversity. One thing about sports, you know, I just went to see that movie the other night, Remember the Titan. And I want to tell you, it touched a chord in my heart, because we all came up through that era. And to be a part of seeing things change. When I first started promoting Mid-South Sports, I couldn't book a black wrestler against a white wrestler in Louisiana. And it's hard to believe that was where how locked up everything was. And so we made some huge strides, and Junkyard Dog was one of them. And he became a superstar because he surpassed race. And I think that is so vitally important. And I think the biggest thing that has touched me about JYD is, you know, a lot of things happened in his life, and we didn't get to see each other much toward the latter years. He went on to New York, and he fought some real battles with things that were bigger and stronger than him. And then at his death, a Buddy Landell called me and asked me to write an eulogy for him. And when I sat down and wrote that eulogy and just started crying, because I never got to tell him those last few years how much I loved him as a man to man, and how special he was in my life, and what a wonderful time to see a young man develop and do the things that he did. And I'll tell you what I've done since then. I've called everybody I know that I haven't told how much they meant to me, and I've told them how much they meant to me, because that's the most important thing about life, is learning to be able to tell people that they mean something to you, that you care for them. And I know that's not what we were going to talk about, but I just can't go back and talk about JYD and some of the things, and I'm sorry, because I'll get a little emotional about it. But dadgummit, anybody watch me wrestle knows I was emotional too. I could get just as mad and angry, but there was that side of me that was hard.
Yeah,
and that's what I'll have to talk about here for just a minute, because it was such a vital part of my life.
Well, without the ties that I have to JYD, I wouldn't be in the wrestling business now. And it was something that motivated me to want to start Mid-South Wrestling back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm following in your footsteps. I might say they mighty big steps to fill, but I do it the way it was done in the 60s, the 70s, and the early 80s, We don't do none of that cussing, none of that fussing, and we darn sure don't put a woman in the ring and let a man slap her down.
Yeah.
That's not about that.
No.
It's about wrestling. We only use trained, qualified people, and I find the best in this area, and I'm bringing in bigger and better talent each time we go. But now there's a bigger mission, and now that I know you and George the Animal Steel, I think we got a vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, George and I met 35 years ago on a pro football field. Well, I luckily blindsided him and rode him to the sidelines, and back then we didn't trash talk much, but I did comment that I thought maybe he was on roller skates as easy as I took him off the field, and he tried to kill me the rest of the ball game. And of course, then he became a big star in the WWF, and I became a big star internationally too, and we didn't see each other a lot until Ernie Ladd had called me and asked me to be the inductor, make the speech inducting him into the Vince McMahon World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame in Philadelphia. And I went to make that speech for Ernie Ladd and was so honored to do so. And ran into George again and got to know him. And I did some consulting work for the WWF before I decided that I just wasn't going to have anything to do with wrestling anymore, because today's modern wrestling, I think, has lost all moral responsibility for our youth and our country. And then it's gone too far beyond the pale for me. And I don't say that for anybody else. Everybody has to make their own decision. But anyway, George the Animal Steel was sick, and he was fighting a disease that I didn't know anything about called Crohn's disease, which is a horrible disease of your lower intestinal tract. And he'd been bleeding to death internally for 6 years. They'd tried everything. They even gave him a complete ileostomy. But there's no cure for Crohn's disease. At the same time, I had another friend of mine that got cancer of the throat. And he found some new products. They're a whole new type of thing called nutraceuticals. They're from natural molecules. They're non-invasive. They're non-toxic. There's no harmful side effects. They're actually functional foods with pharmaceutical effect. And they're $56 million spent in this research. It's so proven and so safe. And he started on these products, and then 14 weeks later, his cancer was gone. So he got my interest, and not because I've been blessed. The Lord's given me great health. But I knew that the longer I lived, that the higher chance I had of getting a degenerative disease, and I didn't want it, so I wanted the best insurance. And you know, one thing's for sure, you can't wait till you crash your car before you buy your car insurance. You got to buy it before. So I started taking these products and researching this. And when I heard about how sick George was, I called him up. I didn't know he's dying. He'd been given 3 months to live. And he cussed me out for calling him. I was trying to sell him something. And I said, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just trying to help you save your life, and this may can do it. I don't know. But all you can do is try. And if it doesn't work, send it back to me. You don't owe me anything. And that's a long story, and that's 3 years ago. And he's totally disease-free. And so the same thing happened to him as happened to me. He decided to get involved with me in this business where we're sharing this product and educating people about it and this wonderful company, because he didn't want anybody to be as sick as he was. So we got in this business for a higher purpose and a mission, and that's what I'm doing. And it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done, because I was looking for something to do. You know, I sold my company to Turner Broadcasting in 1987 for the largest amount ever paid for a wrestling company. So, but I was looking for something that every man needs a passion in his life and needs something to be excited about, something that can touch the lives of other people. And that's what I found in this company called Manatech, meaning bread from heaven. And it's just fantastic, and we've just helped literally hundreds and thousands, and we're going international, and we're selling about $1 million a day wholesale now, and we're doing some wonderful things, and we're seeing people actually be able to cancel funeral arrangements, and that's pretty darn strong. So the biggest thing is we got to educate people out there that aren't sick yet, so they start learning about this stuff to get on it before they get sick. So
and,
that's what I'm doing.
And that's where I come in for the Mississippi area. I'm going to be on Bill Watts' team. I'm going to be wrestling with a mission now. And Bill, you've done that. You brought that to my life. I was missing something in my life. And now that we formed this partnership, this team effort together, the wrestling audience, I want you to know, when you come to the shows, I'm going to have information available for you on what exactly Bill Watts is talking about, how wonderful this is. And it's just going to bless us, and we're going to find ways of helping people. And I couldn't done it without you, Bill.
Well, and the key thing about this, buddy, is we don't have to try to sell somebody something. This is not about sales. This is about education.
Education.
Because we fix everybody up that decides to try these products where they're buying it wholesale, factory direct. and it's fully guaranteed. So, you know, it's not something that I'm trying to sell somebody something or anything else. The company has a phenomenal compensation plan where I'm taken care of through the company. So we can let people buy it the absolute most inexpensive way for themselves. But they've got to understand that I'm in this for something that, because I've seen what it's doing to save people's lives, children that are ADD, ADHD. We have Dr. Catherine Dykeman, who's worked with our stuff at Children's Hospital of Little Rock, and we're seeing such improvement there. We're seeing diabetics, and diabetes is a horrible, insidious disease. We're seeing people reverse diabetes with, and this does not cure or heal anybody. We can't say that. What it does, it supports your body's natural functions and allows your body to regain the ability to self-regulate it, because the Lord made our bodies so wonderful that if fully supported, it just doesn't tolerate disease. So we're seeing cancer, we're seeing fibromyalgia, we're seeing chronic fatigue syndrome, and like I said, with the Crohn's disease, we're even seeing people with hepatitis C. So we're seeing a lot of fabulous, wonderful things, and it's documented, by the way. Our company has gone further than anybody in getting peer-reviewed scientific journal articles published with different disease states in these products. So it's not like just what Cowboy Bill Watts says. I know a lot of people try it because they say, well, Bill, if you say that you take it, and I've been taking these products for 4 years, and my health is good. I used to get the flu pretty bad, and I haven't had the flu in 4 years. So it's good stuff, but that's not the reason. Again, my thing is to try to help people, and especially children. We've got a Head Start project that we did in a tough inner city school in Chicago that just was amazing. It raised every one of those children's, they raised the school's grade point, a full grade point, and conduct became phenomenal. One thing that they're missing on all these school shootings, there's one common thread. It's not about race. It's not about broken home. It's not about IQ. One thing, every one of these kids that's been in these shootings have been on a class 2 or class 3 prescription drug. Generally either Ritalin or Prozac. And you don't need to be on that stuff. That Ritalin is poison. And you know, you don't get depressed because you don't have enough Prozac in your body. And you don't get ADD or ADHD because you don't have enough Ritalin in your body. We got to get back to finding out the cause and let the body support itself and heal itself. That's not new science. That goes clear back to the beginning of time. The body heals itself. And so we're seeing that, and this is what's happening, and it's wonderful.
Well, I'm so proud to be a part of that, and you know that's the bigger mission for me, helping these children with these learning disabilities,
that's
ADA,
right.
And I'm going to do it, Bill, and we're gonna do this in the name of the Junkyard Dog. I want all you fans to know that Memorial Tournament is in his name. Everything I do for the remainder of my wrestling career will always be in the name of the Junkyard Dog, and it's going to be for good. And we're going to all be benefit from this information, this education. And I thank you so much, Bill, for being my guest.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank Al D.
Okay.
And certainly nice of him to take the time for us to be on his show.
Wonderful. We need to thank the Jim Hargrove family, the Budweiser family, for giving us this opportunity.
Well,
and Al,
I've certainly sampled enough of his Budweiser in my time. I used to go up and down the highways and battle sometimes, and then sometimes later on rode with him even and became friends with Dirty Dick Murdoch, and if there was ever a guy that could drink a little bit of that Budweiser, it was him.
Well, there's nothing goes better than some good blues and some Budweiser.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Al can play some blues.
Oh, hey, go for it, Al.
We're proud to be a part of this radio station, and thank y'all very much for letting us use this time to try to help educate these people. Y'all remember now, I'll be in the community talking. I'm in the phone book. If you got questions, come to the wrestling shows. Call me. Look me up. This is information that I want you to have.
Okay, we thank you so much, Mr. Huggin, and thank you, Mr. Bill Watts, for taking time out talking with us this evening inside the Budweiser Blues Cruise. We'll be right back with more blues on 104.3 WGL and the Army Slapping at 106.3 WGNG.
Frankie, get out your spatula.
Yeah, I lost mine.
Come on, we're having a barbecue. Mm. Everyone's going to be there.
Who's everyone, me and you?
No, all our old friends.
Right.
The frogs, the ferret, and his cousin, One-Eyed Tony.
What a nightmare.
I thought we'd play all the traditional outdoor games.
Mm.
You know, like slap the frogs until they sing silly.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Yeah, and then let's draw the ferret on the grill for prizes.
Will we stop it?
Frankie, it's going to be great.
Right.
We'll get a case of Budweiser long necks.
Mm-hmm.
Cook up some Louis dogs. Reminisce about old times.
Hey, Louis, the old times stank.
They did?
Yeah. You tried to bump off the frogs.
No, that was TV drama.
And then you showed nude photos of the ferret on national television.
Yeah, but now we can laugh about it.
Yeah, well, you can, maybe. I mean, but the frogs are in therapy.
Oh.
You know, the ferret has been disowned by his family.
Oh.
I mean, don't think they'll find it funny.
I had no idea. I remember it warmly.
Well, did anyone respond to your invitation?
Yes. In fact, the frog responded.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
Well, he said...
No, go figure.
But I took that as a yes.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WJLGG Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WJL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WJLGG Blues Cruise. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WJL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.